Because we've heard we had a great, wonderful weekend.
Amen.
A powerful weekend.
Amen.
I mean, it was an overflow. Yes. The preachers, they did awesomely.
Yes.
The Spirit of God was here. Nobody did what they want to do, but everyone did what the Holy Spirit wanted them to do. And I give God the praise because we prayed, we fasted. Father, add to the church. And I'm glad that we did not have an ordinary meeting. God added to the church.
Amen.
I said, God, what added to the church? Remember, Acts 2, 48 says, God adds to the church daily such that should be saved. I'm so glad, because when I look at all the families added, we asked for just two. But do you know God gave us almost 10 families added to the church? Because she was there with all her children. If Michelle was there with all her children, excluding
Renata,
over 10 people. So why don't you just give the Lord a praise? Not in the number that puts us in the kingdom of God, but it's in how effective we are able to kill the flesh, maim the flesh, crucify the flesh. That is what put us in the kingdom. It's not in the number that we are, and that's why I said once we are two or three, you know, I'm okay. I worship the Lord because that's what God commands. So success can only be attained through patience. You all have been told how blessed you are. You all have been told you'll be blessed. You all have been told you're supposed to have been blessed, or you are yet to be blessed, or you have been blessed now. But how then do we get to this blessing and we stop murmuring and complaining about God? That God, you've been telling me right from youth, right from when I was a baby, that I'm going to be blessed. Lord, you've been saying to me that you are going to bring forth. Lord, you've been saying to me, I'm going to get a husband, I'm going to get a wife, I'm going to get a promotion. Lord, look at me. Look at my age. What is happening? How come I've not attained?
Amen.
No, this is a restoration month.
Amen.
I said this is the restoration month.
Amen.
Because in God's word, in God's calendar, it is a year of release. Somebody say release.
Release.
God says when you hold down a maid or a maid servant for 7 years, the 8 years, you should release them. And don't release them empty-handed. You must load them up. Somebody say load them up.
Load them.
So God is about to load us up because this is the 8th month. I said God is set to what? Load us up. When I mean load, I mean fully loaded. And only who, through by patience and comfort of the scriptures, we have this hope. We have this begin to manifest in their spirit and in their life. In Isaiah 40:31, a popular scripture, Isaiah 40:31, tells us that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Did you hear the word? They that wait. Listen, I'm not here to tell you that waiting is sweet. Waiting is not sweet. Waiting is not an easy task. But it pays to wait. And no waiting is fully loaded. No waiting is fully manifested without a pain. No pain, no waiting. The pain is what most of us as God's children go through today. And the pain have led some of God's children to backslide. The pain of why, Lord, this is what you said you're going to do. How come I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70? I've not seen it come to pass. And because many could not wait anymore, the pain is just too much. Even my Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord Jesus Christ, came to a point where he couldn't wait anymore. He began to pray against God's will. Father, if it be that we let this cup pass over me. Jesus, why would you pray such a prayer after all from heaven? You agree to sign a treaty with God. I'm coming to redeem this one. I'm coming to give my life. Listen, he said he's coming to give the life. And the Father promised him, if you do it, then of course, the kingdom has always been yours. Then you will have the kingdom. But you see, because of the pain, he came to a point where he began to lament. So, it's okay to cry. Listen, I said what? It's okay to cry sometimes. But excessive crying then is sin. Because when you cry excessively, that means you are telling God, I don't believe you. God could have something underneath his sleeve. Remember, I said, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. You see, sometimes we try to walk into God's methodology. You know, we think God will do this. This is his method. That's his method. For real? No, that may not be the method he has assigned for you. Because you are Evangeline and I am Esther. You are Mika and you are Yamina. You are Alexandra and you are Osarami. As our faces are different, so does our need different. And so does our pain also differ. So they that compare themselves by themselves, the Bible says what? They are not wise. Don't compare yourself with Sister B just because Sister B has everything working out for her. And then you start comparing yourself. Are we not worshiping God together? Yes, we could be worshiping God together. But wait a minute now. Do you know how long Sister B is going to live on the face of the earth? And do you know Sister B's portion in God's kingdom? Supposing your portion in God's kingdom is that you will rule and reign with Christ as a bride member. And Sister B's portion is not to rule and reign. Have you thought about that? Then why do we get mad with God? Why do we get mad at ourselves? Because we lack patience. Somebody say patience.
Patience.
The ability to endure the pain is what breeds success. And there is no success without suffering. Show me a man that I've been successful without suffering. I can show you a man that had success but without suffering. And his name is Trump. And because of that, he doesn't feel what you feel. He can't perceive what you perceive. But I know also of a man. His name is Jesus. Who through suffering obtained excellency. And he said, if you suffer with me, you shall what? Reign with me. Jesus wants us to taste the pain of suffering. Because in testing the pain of suffering, then are we able to utilize, maintain, sustain, obtain what he has destined for you and I. Else we will misuse it. I'm filled, it's alright. I can always get more. The end of a fact that your father is rich and your father left you with some inheritance, that does not make you a successful human being. Oh no. Because, you know, you didn't suffer for it. You didn't suffer to get that riches. So then how are you able then to keep it? How are you able to maintain it? Oh, I believe the Lord as my personal Savior. I take Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Yes, you have done well. But where is the sign? I said what? Where is the sign? How will know the sign that you have indeed accepted the Lord as your Lord and personal Savior when tribulation comes your way and you are still in church? When trial comes your way, you are still in church. You are being rebuked, you are still in church. As a matter of fact, that's the time you even come early to church. You are rebuked by the pastor, you still pay your tithe and offerings. Not when you are rebuked, you say, oh pastor, you know what, I'm sorry. As that now, I'm not feeling comfortable. Why are you not feeling comfortable in the church? Is somebody accusing you? Has somebody come to meet you? You are not feeling comfortable because you can't have your way. Because you don't want God to have his way. So you want to impose your way before God. And because you want to impose your way before God, it's not working. Then the next thing, I'm not feeling comfortable. Is it that your bread was snatched from you, or probably maybe you brought milk and somebody snatched your milk from you? Hebrews 2:18. When you suffer to get something, you are in best position to advise. Give me Hebrews 2:18. For in that he himself had what? Suffered. Being what? Tempted. He's able to what? Succor them that are tempted. Succor means he's able to deliver, salvage. Now, how do you want to advise me on marriage? SLO. You want to advise me on marriage? You have not been married before. You don't even know the taste of marriage. You don't even know what goes on in the bedroom about marriage. You don't even know what happens between husband and wife at night in marriage. And then you want to advise? No, then that is contrary to the scripture. Because Jesus suffered, and because of his suffering, he came, he left his angelic body, he came upon the face of the earth, took on the flesh of man, that he may feel the pain you and I feel, that he may know what it takes to be hungry, and because when we are hungry, we cry out to him, he hears us. You know what? He felt it. When we sin, we cry out to him, he forgives us. You know what? Because he knows what the flesh can do. If Jesus has not come to look at what the flesh can do and the power of the flesh, how then is he able to give us advice? Oh, so please keep your mouth in your pocket when you want to give that advice of what you don't know about or what you've not been through. Amen?
Yeah.
You are not in best position to give advice, counsel, or even encourage. How do I want to encourage you that everything is going to be well when I have not gone through my trials? You see, my trials is why today I'm telling people. In fact, I don't need to tell people, but seeing me, my life became what? A testimony.
Amen.
Wow. We can't believe it. Without me opening what? My mouth. But what God is doing in my life, how God is placing me in this earth, is speaking, and it's making people to have what? Courage. If she can go through all this and stand, then yes, I can. Somebody say, yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
The only reason why you cannot is because you don't have yes, I can around you. If you have yes, I can around you, if you have someone you can look onto that has been through thick, hey, hallelujah. How do you want to pray against witches, wizard, when you have not been bombarded, battered, beaten by the witches and wizard? Hey, hallelujah. I said, how do you want to pray for someone for deliverance? You want to be a deliverance minister? How many demons have you casted out? How many witches and wizards have you fought? How many scars have you got him? Don't go there. I want to be like the seven sons of Sceva. That the demon took them through. That you all know the story of the seven sons of Sceva? You all don't know the story? Are you serious? My people, you all know the stories of the seven sons of Sceva. Now the seven sons of Sceva are the ones that in the days of Paul, because they saw how Paul lay hands, okay, and the demons obey. They too felt we can do like him. I mean, we have the power. So they took a madman and put him in a room. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you. Because they saw that's what Paul does, right? I bind you, and the madman says, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are thou? And the Bible says the madman, that is, show them piri piri. That is what King has called Pepe. Piri piri. Show them Pepe to where they ran out naked from the room. I'm just imagining, I don't think there'll be enough time to start opening the door. I'm sure maybe one of them could kick the door. And you see, you want to set deliverance, but the truth of the matter is, have you been tempted? Have you been beaten? If you have been through the power of witches and wizards, and you've come through, now when somebody comes to you for deliverance, you are bold to lay hands, said in the name of Jesus, what? You've been tempted by them. Jesus has been tempted. And that is why, brethren, we need patience. That when we pray, he hears us. He's just telling you, hold on. I'm up to something. At least I give you that blessing now, you misuse it. God is waiting for you and I to come up on the higher level. Somebody's on the higher level. I can't hear you.
Higher level.
Say it like you mean it.
Higher level.
I said, say it like he's everything to you.
Higher level.
God wants you to come on a higher level. And you don't want to come on a higher level. But you want God to meet you on the level. How can two walk together except what? They agree. God says, I need you now to come up on a higher level. I've heard your prayers. Now it's time for action. You've been patient enough, my child. Now I want to pour out my blessings upon you. But remember that to every God's promise, there is what? A performance. I will bless you, but if you obey. I will bless you is God's promise, but there is a performance. If you obey, if you keep my words, if you be diligent. Now you don't want to be diligent, you don't want to perform, you don't want to do nothing, but you want, Father, bless me. Oh, Abraham, blessings are mine. Abraham, blessings are, they are mine in the morning. Put your mouth down. Before you start singing, Abraham, blessings are mine, and Sarah's blessings are mine. And if you perform what God asked you to perform, oh yes, I said, have you done what God wants you to do? It's in performance that you get what? Success. Moses, through all his wilderness experience, was able to raise a Joshua. Joshua followed suit and led the people of Israel to the promised land. Joshua didn't give up. You know why? Even when the people of Israel were murmuring against him, because he has seen his father went through the stage of murmuring. He has seen how Moses endured it. In fact, he knew quite well it's because of their murmuring. That's why David is dying. That's why God said, I'll kill you. Now come and meet me on the top of the mountain. So he knew very well. He learned what? Experience. Because Joshua is the successor of who? Moses. How many are going to be my successor today? Last week, Sunday, 10, 11 of you were ordained. Two travel, one is sick. If you then be the seal or the seal of my workmanship, what about you? What will you prove? That, Father, this is the reason why I'm a minister. What are you going to show for? Ah, yeah, you're trying to bring your family, but it's not enough. Brother, what are you going to show for? Yes, it could be new in town, but can as well still take a walk. Talk to someone. Sister, who is stopping you to attain to that level of your final ordination of what God called you to be, the evangelist of God? When? When you're old and your age shrinks? Or now? Now that he has given you the all, what are you going to do? Brother, oh, I'm not in America. Yes, but you will come back. How many are you going to bring to the Lord?
Sister?
Sister? Hey, there is no time. Well, you can still talk to those in time that are there with you in time. How do I mean? I don't have to see him on the street. He was coming in time to the restaurant and I kept pumping him. That is not your sidu. That is mine. I'm looking for yours. I'm just saying, I'm bringing. This is my seed. Now, she is a woman of God. God didn't give her the calling. God gave it to her. Now, we are waiting for the manifestation when that oil will be poured. Do you think to write a book, what do you think you are doing? What do you think that's your role? You are a great evangelist. But see, to everything there's a time. If you had listened to me since last year, you didn't. But you see, this is a time. This is a season.
Sikista.
When are you going to start working for God fully? The ordination is on you. Because you're looking for a successor. I know she works. Sikista. You work very hard. I wish I had the strength that you have. Come back from work after 12, 14 hour shift. And you try to be in the house of the Lord. But that is not enough. Because I know that God is going to make you a living miracle. And that miracle will become your source of what? Ever. You don't need to say it. I said what? You don't need to speak. But when they begin to see you, they will come to the Lord. Did you see that nobody is free? Brother, in the media. Very soon, God is going to take care of media and give it to the owner. When are you going to hear this call? The youths are waiting for you. They need pastor. God wants to use your experience to raise successors for you. That when you sit back, you look and say, yes. When? Until when you are Methuselah? Think about this. Because this month, I said, what is a year of what? Release. That everything that the palmerworm, the cankerworm has eaten, every fruit of the years that they've taken from us, God says, I will restore. Now, how do you want God to restore you from going from 3-4 clientele to 50-60 clientele? You think my God is not capable? Yes, my God is able to do it. But, you have to be responsible. Because God is sovereign, but man is responsible. Give me Psalm 121. The book of Psalm 121. Let me take verse 1 and 2. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where? From where? Verse 2. My help come from me. No, my help come from me. And I made the heaven and the earth. But the scripture says, our help come from where? God. From the Lord. And the same Lord you don't want to obey. The same Lord says, I'm going to make you a successful human being. The same Lord is saying that I'm going to bless you abundantly. The same Lord is revealing to the prophet, showing you the capacity of your riches, but you don't want his help from above. You fed your strength. No, the Bible says, for by strength shall no man prevail. Haven't you seen somebody with a master degree, PhD degree, and yet are still looking for a job? Yes, and yes, and yes. You know, the fact, oh, you know, I have it all. And yet you see someone who's just a cleaner, becoming a hot cake. Once they send an application, they are hired. Think about that, brethren. Think about it. We've been patient enough. Now it's time to what? Reap. Everyone that looks down cannot be a successful human being. Every time you're always looking down. I didn't mean literal, physical looking down. Meaning that every time anything, oh God, where are you? Everything, oh God, where are you? You are looking down, my friend. You need to look up. I didn't mean that when you are walking on the street, start getting your eye up. The pastor said, well, we should just be looking up. When you look up and the semi-truck come and hit you, I am not responsible. Or you are looking up while you are driving and then you go and hit a car, I am not responsible. But I'm talking of you looking up from your heart. You waiting on the Lord. Looking up, meaning Lord, I'm not giving up hope. I'll be patient. I will do what you want me to do. He said, who have resisted his will and prosper. Unfortunately, I wish we are like the world. The world can resist the will of God and they prosper. But you, as a child of the kingdom, you cannot resist the will of God and what? And prosper. Because you are a child of the kingdom. There's a Davidic kingdom awaiting you. I already said, Lord, I want to be a failure. I want to be dead. That's the meaning of looking down. Christ promised us that we shall be joint heirs with him. This is so true. But he also noted that the necessity of suffering is a key factor to inheritance. The necessity of suffering is a key factor to what? Inheritance. And what? Inheriting the kingdom of God. If you suffer with me, give me 1 Timothy 2:12. 1 Timothy 2 verse 12. 1 Timothy. But I suffer not. 1 Timothy 2:12. A woman to teach not to use up authority over the man. I think I got it. 1 Timothy 2:12. If you suffer with me, find me the scripture. I guess I missed it. If you suffer with me. Oh, 2 Timothy, sorry. 2 Timothy 2:12. 2 Timothy, not 1st. 2 Timothy 2:12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, it will also what? Deny us. Give me John 10, verse 1 and 2. John 10. You see this one? My ministers were not all. We have someone that was supposed to come to church. She's a white lady. Sister Mary Lee and I, we went to visit the homeless for the teenage pregnant. She said, you know, I'm afraid to go to church. Why? Because now nobody opens their Bible. Everybody's having cell phone. I said, well, I don't know. And in a bit to look at cell phone on the Bible, some are on Facebook. Some are playing games. May God destroy the devil in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Games. Well, here it is. If you are a minister in this house, you must have your Bible, you must have your notes, you must have your pen. No more play. Enough is enough. So when I ask you to come and teach, you see, yes, God is giving you revelations, but you see, my revelation just didn't come. I have what? A foundation. I took down notes. So I'm building from where? A foundation. I'm a good listener. I like to listen. But at the same time, I may not remember all. But if I have it in my notes, I can always what? Make reference. If I see on Wednesday any of my minister, you are in church, I know you'll be regretting, why did I become a minister? When I was not, I was free. Oh. Nah, don't enter this one trouble. Yes. Because I said, you all will what? Be blessed. Before the end of this year, no, there should be joy in the house of the Lord. John 10, 1 to 2. So I want to start seeing your note from Wednesday, your Bible. Keep your cell phone. Keep your cell phone like I do in case I need scriptures. And then you are a Google king or Google queen. Then you can Google for me, but if not, keep it. Amen. The same thing applies to those in the media. Praise the Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that what? Entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way. The same is what? A thief and arm robber. Verse 2. So, a thief and what? A robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He that came in through the back door. In other words, you want to be rich through the back door. You want to be wealthy through the back door. You want to be in position through the back door. You are a thief. You are not patient enough. Because if you are patient enough, then you will go through the right door. Lack of patience is the reason why we want everything now. Beans that we have to cook for hours. Now you can microwave. Corn that we have to boil, now you can microwave. Everything on a fast lane. But coming on a fast lane has its what? Consequences. So it is, bring your mind up. So it is with God. Everything we want, hurriedly, fast. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to be patient. The same way too. We lose it. But if you will wait, somebody say wait. I can't hear you.
Wait.
So some of you don't like me now. You don't want to talk. Let me not see you with your Bible and your note. Or if you like, get angry. Say wait.
Wait.
I can't hear you.
Wait.
I'm your best friend. You don't know. I'm the best friend you can ever have. But because you don't want to wait, there's a consequence. But if you wait and enter in by the door of the shepherd of the sheep. And who is the shepherd of the sheep? Jesus is the chief shepherd. I am just a physical shepherd. I'm not asking you to enter my door because I don't know how you can enter my door. As a matter of fact, you come to my door, I will not open the door. How about that? But see, there's someone that you will go through his door is there to open the door. And he's telling you, be patient for your time. And he said, now, this is what? The time. Are you going to make use of this time or are you going to let it elapse? Think on that. Nothing good in life comes easily. The word patience is mentioned many times in the Bible. And it's connected to what? Trust, hope, faith, love, and good character. Now, how patient are you in the time of your tribulation? Are you someone that easily give up? Give me Romans 12, 12. Romans 12, 12. Romans 12, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in what? Tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. You are not a prayer warrior. Fine. But you can know how to pray. Why don't you just make it good on yourself? Pray. In the morning, Father, I thank you that I'm awake. Live the rest of the day in Jesus' name. Amen. Instead of you to get up, you won't pray. And you're telling me you are a child of God. You don't pray. And you're telling me you are a child born by God. How do you talk to your Father in heaven? You just get up, you just go. The prudent man foresees the evil and what? Hide himself. He said, but the simple are what? They just move on, pass on, and are destroyed. What makes you a good child of God? What makes you a good minister prayer. When you refuse to pray, hello? We had at least testimony of Sister Evangeline. She doesn't know what to do, but she will pin it down and she will pray. She will pin it down and she will pray. But see where God has brought her today. Does she know that while she was doing that, yet being patient, does she know today that she will be where she is? Does she know today that she will go meet Oprah Winfrey? Now she will have to travel to Australia? Does she know? Do you know where you're going to be tomorrow? Why don't you just obey God? Obedience is better than sorrow. But suppose you said, why? For what? Why do I need to do that? I don't need to write it down. For what? I'll do whatever I want. I'll come to church whenever I want. I'll do whatever I want. Well, let me tell you the truth also. God also will do whatever he wants. And God also will treat you whatever you want. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Do what God wants you to do and want God in action. Listen, I don't need you to look at the book of Job chapter, Habakkuk chapter, Malachi chapter, Joel chapter. There's Joel in the Bible. Joel chapter. Look at Esther chapter. Not Esther, the wife of the king. But I say, look at this Esther here. I'm a living episode. If I can stand, you have no right not to stand. Amen.
Amen.
And you all know that not until I begin to do God's will, things never prospered for me. Even though it's not sweet. It's still not sweet for me. I feel like running away. But hey, it's either I do it or I die. And I want to prosper because I need to take care of my children. Is that not why you are working? Brother, why are you working? Because of the children. Because you know, if only for you, you don't need to work much. That's it. You can just go to the farm and just, you know, plant some garden at the back of your house. It's enough for you. But you are working to lay what? A legacy for the children. The same is applicable to everyone. That's the reason why we are trying to be patient. That's the reason why we suffer even in tribulation. That perhaps somebody might need our advice. Perhaps somebody might need a touch from us. You see, she now can trust someone who has gone through what they have gone through. She can touch them and pat them at the back and say, it's going to be well. You know what? She's a living episode. So who are you? Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are thou? God comes to our rescue when our patience is being tried. And yet still stand to wait on him. Give me Lamentation 3, 25 to 27. Let's look at the brother laments. Brother Jeremiah. Lamentation 3, verse 25 to 27. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and what? Quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he should what? Bear the yoke in his youth. Bear the yoke in your youth. Meaning, suffer in your youth. Not when the night is fast spent. When you can't walk anymore, when those knees are gone, when those waists are broken, when those hands are feeble and withered, that is not when then you want to start going to school. That's not when now you want to go take out a job that you know you can't do. But what happens to you in your youth? What did you do with the gift and the calling that God gave you in your youth? What did you do when your eyes are still fresh, not dim? I said, what did you do? What did you do? He said, God is the rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. How are you seeking the face of God? Not every time, prophet come. Listen, prophet go, prophet come. Prophet go, prophet come. You are blessing. Oh, God is going to bless you. Another prophet come. Oh, God is going to bless you. Another, oh, God is going to bless you. Let me tell you, If you don't carry your nyash, your butt away from the chair, right? And begin to seek the face of God and do what God wants you to do. I said, prophet will go, prophet will come. Prophet will go until you become Methuselah. May that never be your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to believe that today, everyone that has waited are aspiring to become a successful human being. And how can you be successful without God? The ending of patience in your adversity is better than the suffering experienced at the beginning. How do you mean, Pastor? I repeat, the ending of patience in your tribulation is better than the suffering experienced at the beginning. You see, the suffering you experience at the beginning, right, is just little. But you see, let me say, this is your beginning. Watch me. This is the beginning. Okay, and then you begin to see, we call it filly-filly. Filly-filly means you begin to see a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, not much, right? At the beginning, then it stopped. You think everything is all right. But you see, from where it starts to where it will finish, is when you need patience. It's when you now need what? The endurance. Now, what you are going to reap at the ending here is greater than what you experienced at the beginning. Did that make sense? So, we all aspire to get to this end, not at the beginning. So, if it began and you run away, then you are not fit for the kingdom. He says, if you run with footmen and they weary you, what shall you do at the swelling of Jordan? That's what Jeremiah asked you. You run with footmen. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, no, I ain't for that. No, I won't take that bullshit. No, no. The pastor can't talk to me. No, the other can't talk to me. You become salt. I'm an adult. That will make me sick. Yes, you're an adult, but see, the house of God is about telling you what to do. The Bible is about what? Telling you what to do. Before God, you are a worm. In fact, worm that he will what? He said he will squeeze. And that's it. So stop telling God you know what to do. No, you don't know what to do. No, 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 no. I say you don't know what to do. Because if you know what to do, then you should have been rich by now. I said if you know what to do, then you should have been wealthy by now. I said if you know what to do, then you should have been where God wants you to be by now. It's because we don't know what to do. We are full of sin, iniquity. We all carry bullshit. We all carry what? Bullshit. And God is telling you, leave the bullshit alone and now come and carry wealth, riches, life, prosperity. Leave that bullshit alone. Let the world build the world and let God be God. You want to serve God? Serve Him in faith, serve Him in truth, serve Him in power. You don't want to serve God? Hey, go back and serve the devil. At least you and Michael Jackson can have party in hell. Amen. Yeah. Oh yes, I'm hitting home. I know when I'm hitting home. Mm-hmm. That is why we come to service. Somebody say service.
Service.
When you take your car to the service, what happens to your car before you take it to the service?
It wasn't working well.
Thank you. And then when you bring it from the service, what do you expect?
Okay.
And where are we? What are we having?
Service.
Thank you. So are we, when they are servicing the car, you know, turning the screw and then pitching it and trying, is it sweet?
Yeah.
If the car can talk, the car will tell you, stop now. Take it easy. So I was trying to help my husband, put button. You are pinching me. I said, I'm not pinching you. I'm not. Because he felt the pinch, I left it. Do you know that is what happens when we come into the house of the Lord? We are here to be serviced. So do not look at me. As I said, I'm your best friend. As I'm servicing you, I'm servicing myself 4 times. I need to be greased 4 times. See? One is pointing to you, right? The rest 4 is pointing to who? Me. So don't look at me like I'm an holy angel that fell from pinnacle somewhere. We are here to be serviced. We are here to be blessed. We are here because we want to fulfill Genesis 1:28. Being fruitful and what? Multiply and replenish. I'm tired of prophet coming telling me the same thing, the same thing. Now what do I do to get there? I'm too tired. You know many prophecies you've been. Now how come it's not manifesting? Come home with me. We're talking about what? Restoration. And he said, oh man, this is what the Lord requires that you should do. This is what God is required that you should do. That you become a successful man with what? Successors. Better is the ending of a thing than its beginning. Solomon told us in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8. Give me Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8. Say, better is the ending of a thing than its beginning. Am I right? Please read it. You have it? Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. The patient in what? In spirit is better than the proud in the spirit. Give me James 5 verse 8. James 5 verse 8. I have just two more scriptures. Two more scriptures. James 5 verse 8. Be ye also what? Patience. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth what? Now. The coming of the Lord is coming physically. And the coming of the Lord is coming spiritually. Either of them. You need what? Patience. Don't fight. You need patience to walk with God. Don't throw in the towel. You've come too far. Don't look back. Don't let tribulation or trials draw you away from His presence. Keep your eyes focused. You know what I'm so glad? Everybody in Tampa now, you know that they know that's my slogan now. You know, when I go, ah, Pastor, you know you always say, keep your eyes focused. I said, wow, little words that you speak. People pick it. Now they tell me, oh, you told us. You know, I heard you say, keep your eyes focused. They repeat it back to me. When my eyes is on focus. So God will use them to preach back what I preach. You said we should keep our eyes focused. So I got it in my head. Thank you. Some of you should just rebuke me, you know, and tell me, Pastor, keep your eyes focused. You know, you told us. They will say, you know, you told us we should keep our eyes focused. Amen.
Amen.
No man that looks back is fit for the kingdom. Keep your hopes high in the Lord, for his days draw closer. Give me Luke 9:62. Luke chapter 9 in verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is what? Is fit for the kingdom of God. Why are you drawing back? Today you are in church. Then we won't see you for the next 6-7 months. Then you come, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Some will come to church. Oh, Pastor, I'm going to stand with you. In fact, I love one of the words of knowledge the sister gave to me. She said, not everyone that are with you are for you. Of course, I know that. Some will come. Pastor, you know, I'm leaving my church. I'm going to be a part of you. Once they say that, I know quite well those ones. It's just a matter of time. Bye and bye. They will leave. But you see those ones that are just quiet, that will just come, sit down. They didn't say nothing. Just come, sit down. I said, well, I thank God that I now see this place. But they didn't say nothing. Those are the ones I see. They keep coming. They keep coming. They become what? Vibrant. So watch what people say with their mouth. But unknown to them, okay, that they're what? Vacillating. And every no vacillator would be in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
David said, which we dealt with in Psalm 15. Who is it that will attend to the things of God? He that what? Sweareth to his heart and changeth not. You know how many things people have swear? Oh, Pastor. Oh, sister, I will stand with you. You better start running up. Because they are not going to stand with you. They say with their lips, but their heart is what? Far from you. They are hypocrites. They came to seek yours, not you. So be careful. You have them as friends. You have them in the family. You have them in the church. Be careful. If you set your hand to serve the Lord, serve Him. Keep your eyes focused. You're not ready? It's all right. Wait. Well, if you're lucky enough, it gives you more life, fine. But supposing the life is short. That's why there's no risk. We don't take that risk. In closing, there are two kinds of sources. Good sources, bad sources. Is this scriptural? Yes. I said in closing, my two last scriptures. There are two kinds of sources. A bad sources and a good sources. Now let's look at the good sources. Give me Joshua 1 verse 5 to 9. Joshua 1 verse 5 to 9. Let me close my Bible. I said I only have two scriptures. I don't want to vacillate. Joshua 1 verse 5 to 9. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not what? Fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto these people shalt thou divide for what? An inheritance of the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. He said, God swore to give you something, right? Now, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law, which Moses my servant command thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper, that thou mayest what? Prosper whithersoever thou goest. In other words, Joshua, make sure you don't counteract Moses. So that as I was with Moses, I will be with you. But many want to counteract the pastor, want to feel because, oh, now I'm ordained, so I'm equal to the pastor. You lie. That you may prosper. Only be that strong and very courageous. Give me the next verse. I'm going to 9. Give me 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth of every minister, out of the mouth of every saint of God. But thou shalt what? Meditate therein day and night. So it's not talking to only Joshua, but it's talking to every one of us. Because Joshua is not going to receive two crowns. It's one crown when Jesus comes. One crown. So do not think it's pointing to the pastor. It's also pointing back at you. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest what? Observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good
success.
Good what?
Success.
Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Yeah, whithersoever thou goest, because if you keep the book of the law, then you have good sources. Remember Revelation 14, 4 and 5? They that were redeemed, don't write that down, you know, I'm just making a reference. They that were redeemed from the earth, part of the qualification is that they follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. God says, God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. In other words, God says, go right, you better go right. He told you, go left, you better go left. But if the right you are going, right, is causing people mayhem, go back to your knees and say, God, please do not use me for evil work. Somebody say, God, please do not use me for evil work.
God, please do not use me for evil work.
What do you mean, Pastor? Judas Iscariot, he was called of God, but he was used for evil work. He's among the disciples. So the fact that you're a pastor or you're a preacher or you are a prophet or an evangelist or what does not mean God cannot use you for evil work. That's my prayer. Father, please do not use me for what? Evil work. Good success. That thou may have what? Good success. So now you know, in having good success is to what? Meditate upon the word of God day and night. And to obey his servant and to obey everything that the Lord has commanded you. Now, what about bad success? Give me Proverbs 10:22. Proverbs 10:22, which is my last scripture, I promise. Proverbs 10:22, the blessings of the Lord. It does what? He made rich. And he added no sorrow to him. What is that sorrow? If your blessing comes and it has sorrow, what does that mean? Bad success. Because his blessing is supposed to what? Make rich. So if the blessings of God now turns to where you stop avoiding the sins of God, you stop coming to church, you stop paying your tithe. As a matter of fact, sister, whoa, pastor, I promise I'm going to be in church next Sunday. Now, oh, pastor, yes, you know, I thought that, but you know, I had meeting with Trump. Okay, I'm sure I'll be there on Wednesday. Oh, pastor, you know, Obama invited me. Then the pastor gets tired and say, you know what, this one erase from my phone. No, you may think that's a good success. No, because the blessings of God make what? Rich. The blessings of God is supposed to make you serve God more. Prostrate before God. Lie down before God. It's supposed to make you rich and not have sorrow. So when sorrow comes, that's what? It's success, but what? It's a bad success. Because it's pulling away from the brethren. It's pulling away from the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, brethren, I say stop. Look to the left. Look to the right. Stop. Look to the left. Look to the right. What kind of success do I have? May the Lord bless you this morning.
Amen.
May the God of Jacob bless you this morning.
Amen.
And remember, success is not success without a successor. You are the seal of my what? Pastorship. Now I'm waiting for you now. Pretty yours. You can't be feeling on my own. You are a visitor. Now build your own house. I said what? Build your own house. Develop your own ministry. You are a successful being, but let me see who are your successors. Without children, what makes you a father? Are you a father? Are you a father? Why? Because you have children. So I don't want to tell them I'm successful. Why are you successful? Think about it. And I say, Selah, may the Lord bless you. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I go into communion, does anybody have testimony? Hymns? Dreams? What do you think this message has done in your spirit? 5 minutes? Amen. There's no visitor.
I'll pass you the microphone. You.
So don't let me choose you. Choose yourself right now. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You want to say something? Or you just smile?